League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Bow tie, creepy or power tool?
Power tool.
Is it? You believe so?
I believe so, yes.
Does your husband wear a bow tie ever?
Yeah, at our wedding.
Okay. Power move. That's right. He did, as a matter of fact. Yes. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. The reason that I ask is that I believe that if you wear a bow tie, especially as a child, it's so disarming that you can literally sail through any situation that you might be in.
It's very cute.
Let me give you an example. They tell you to dress well for court, right? You show up there. If you got a regular suit and tie, I mean, they see that all day long from attorneys. You show up in a bow tie, and you're the X Factor. All right, they've got to account for you. They're like, what's going on with this guy? Why is this person so jolly or whatever it may be? Why am I questioning their bow tie motivation? Mm-hmm. I should let them go. Case dismissed. You know, that's how it works. Recently, a 9-year-old child had to go before his town council because he was fighting for the right to have snowball fights. Snowball fights, how do you feel about them?
I hate them.
Oh.
They're the worst.
Did you get smacked in the face with a snowball at some point in your life?
Yes.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah, of course.
And
everyone
the worst.
Has. It's awful.
It is absolutely terrible. And then you've got the thing that people could put rocks in it or ice it down,
yes!
Or whatever.
Yes.
Dane Best lives in Colorado, and it's a small town, and they basically had a ban that said that you couldn't throw any objects at anybody out there. And, of course, this is enforceable. It's meant to be things like rocks, spears, mm-hmm. I would imagine,
yeah.
You know, something like that that's actually is super dangerous. But snowball fights would fall under that, too. So the 9-year-old decided that he wanted to have a snowball fight. He was thinking about the law, and he thought to himself.
It's pretty lame. I asked my mom if she could do it, and then she told me I had to do it. Today's kids need reasons to play outside. Kids want to have snowball fights without breaking the law.
So if a kid gets on the news and says that he wants to change the law in the building, of course, the mayor's got to play along, right? So he says, listen, if you're coming to the city council meeting, you better come with a PowerPoint presentation. He did.
Ooh.
Those were the selling lines. And they unanimously approved it. But again, I believe that safety was completely thrown out the window. They only did this because a 9-year-old showed up in a bow tie with a couple TV cameras.
Yeah.
So you are against snowball fights.
I am.
What are your reasons?
Well,
give me your top reasons against snowball fights.
A piece of gravel from the driveway always gets rolled up in there. Whether
right.
you mean it to or not, it's always included.
Things don't get rolled up. It's not like you're making a snowman when you're making a snowball. Somebody put that in as a projectile.
Whether you mean to or not,
right.
it's in there.
It's
I
an
get
IED,
hit with it.
But
right.
you're throwing it, all right?
Right?
That's all I'm saying.
They're not fair for everyone. I have small hands.
Mm-hmm.
I make small snowballs. They're
right.
not effective.
Okay.
Okay, not
I see.
Fair.
Right, level the playing field.
And is there ever really a winner? When you get done, you're both cold and wet. You
mm-hmm.
both have to go inside, change your clothes. The hot cocoa never really warms. Warms you up.
Right.
What is the point?
Right. Fair point. If you were wearing a bow tie, I might consider rejecting this law once again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.